Blog Talk Radio.
Here's another one for Israel. Do you know who you are?
If I had the chance to show you who you are, you'd be so amazed. If you knew the power within you,
you would say,
I've got to change my way. 'Cause you're like a superhero,
but you
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, your friend, as well as your servant, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is the 9th of May, 2014. We're getting ready to get into our Father's Word again, and we're going to be doing some reading. Oh, wow, my computer just went haywire. Isn't it interesting? Hold on a second, family. Let me get this together here. I lost my studio. Let me try to get it pulled back up because we're getting ready to get into talking about Herod. And this is a topic that I wanted to talk about a long time ago, but, you know, I got to move as the Father tells me. Well, he moved me this morning to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about Herod. And you're going to get the understanding because, see, you're supposed to know. You're supposed to know. Right now, many of Israel is lost for lack of knowledge because when we go into certain books, we read, and it seems like they're talking about someone else because they have, the Apocrypha says, I can't think of which book, I think it's in the Maccabees. It talks about how they had taken the book of the law and they've covered their faces of the people in the book, and they now made our people look like them, the ones who took our books and everything in the last siege, which was the siege of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Now, I'm trying to open up my switchboard. Give me 1 second, family. My computer is freezing. It just started doing this. Let me see if I have something else attached to me. Oh, no, it just took its place somewhere else. Okay, we're good. All right, family. Let me just close this link out. I'm going to have to go with two. If you only knew what was going on my end. My end is always some weird stuff happening. But, family, hey, welcome, 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 welcome. And I welcome all the family members who faithfully and just continuously seek our Father's face, His truth spiritually. And I welcome any lost sheep of the house of Israel that is coming out for the first time or have been joining us trying to seek the Father's truth. I welcome each and every one of you. Today, family, let me just, now it's still freezing, but I think I can get part of it. Just so you guys understand, today we're titling our lesson, because it's going to deal with the serpent seed. This is the sixth of the series. We've been doing a series now for a few months, and it's titled Serpent Seed. They are not Israel, which are of Israel. Now, we're going to specifically be speaking of Herod. Okay, this was in the time of Yahushua. Okay, we're talking about Herod, the Herodian family. Okay, we're going to be getting into that today. Because you see, when the Father told me this is our history book, that's what he meant. This is our history book. It's just that we are into the flesh too much, and we're looking into the flesh too much and believing the lies of the flesh, when the only truth that can be found is in the Spirit. So when we operate out the Spirit, we come into the truth of anything that has been hidden. It will be revealed to you. Anything that anyone is speaking that is not of our Father's, it should not resonate with you. And when you hear the truth by those the Father lifted up, His word, you should hear Him through that person. Now, we're going to read the Father's word, so you tell me, where do you think you'll be hearing from me or from our Father? Okay? It comes down to that. I state these little mini messages every blue moon because I want everybody to understand all I'm doing is reading the Father's word, which is what you should be doing. When we read our Father's word and we seek Him spiritually, because He, as well as Yahushua, are spirits, as well as we are, you should get this. So I welcome each and every one. We're going to be talking about Herod. First, let's go into prayer and just thank our Father. I ask everyone to join in with me. Let's raise our hand. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We give You all honor and glory for Your preserved word, for all that You have done for us, all that You are doing for us, and what we look for in the future that You will do for us. Father, we thank You for Your love and Your protection while we're in the wilderness. Father, we thank You for Your word preserved that lets us know that while we're going through tribulation, we rejoice because we understand, Father, that You who are within us is greater than anything in the world. No weapon formed against Your children will prosper. Father, Your word is such a blessing to us. Your word also reveals that each and every person who is Yours, the spiritual beings, each and every one in a dispensation of time will have the blinders removed. Father, we thank You for the understanding that we'll be receiving today from King Herod. Who was he? Because the world teaches us that he was of another nation. But Father, the truth that is preserved in Your word and the set apart spirit that dwells in us will reveal the truth. And we just thank You and we praise You, Father, for that understanding. We ask that Your riches be upon all those who seek Your face spiritually. We ask for that riches of wisdom and knowledge. Not of worldly things, Father, but of wisdom and knowledge. We praise You for that. Father, we just ask for complete healing of our nation and that those who are in tribulation and those who are coming under demonic attack, those who are dealing with the enemy, Father, that You will let them know that You are always with them and they are to rejoice. they are not to worry. They are just to continuously seek your face, seek your truth, seek your word. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone who is under my voice, who hears me read your word, that through the Spirit that they are edified. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you for everything. We understand it is only you who gives our blessings, gives our favor, changes our heart, softens it or hardens it. And we just thank you for sharing with us your truth. We ask this, Father, for a blessing over the website, over everyone who is hearing me speak your word, and over my mind, my body, and my set-apart spirit. We ask this in Yahushua's set-apart name, and we say hallelujah, hoo-wah. All right, family, welcome. We're getting ready to get started. I'm just going to start off by sharing with the family. You know, I might have mentioned it before. I know I've talked to certain family members privately on the phone. And, you know, when it occurred, I let a couple of people know about this. I'm not very good on time, but I would say it was about a year ago. I was laid up in bed sleeping. Just upon awaking, I was like in that in-between state. All I heard was, and this had to happen about, it was early in the morning, say about 4 o'clock in the morning or so, I heard, clear, Herod. I woke up and thanked the Father and then went to my computer because it was something about Herod I was supposed to see. So the Father started giving me the understanding as I read the word dealing with Herod. And it all became clear, family. When the Father told me this is our history book, you better believe this is our history book. When people go into Revelations and they try to bring in Great Britain and the world and America, Babylon, and nonsense, because this is our history books. This is for us. This is for your understanding. When we know, just by reading, that Yahushua came to fulfill the prophets, the law, everything. And he did it. It was completed. Now he reveals in the end time to us in the book of Revelation through his servant John. And now we look at ridiculous things because he's letting you know you better be looking at the prophets. It's all about Israel. When we looked at the assemblies that are spoken of as churches in the beginning of Revelations, he let us know there was only 2 approved assemblies, and those who spoke of those from the synagogue of Satan, or better term, the children of the devil. Or I could say, as Yahuwah would, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Okay, the serpent seed. We see that the serpent seed is never going to tell you that there were 2 creations, nor that the spiritual understanding of Cain being Adam's flesh child, but spiritually he was not from our father, Yahuwah. They'll never give you that understanding. They will never tie it up with the parable of the wheat and tare. And they will never go into much of the scripture of Old Testament and show you that this is serpent seed right here. They won't go into the new covenant and let you know. The scribes and the Pharisees, the serpent seed, they're sitting in Moses' seat, the law-giving seat. They won't tell you that a lot of the words in there, if you're going to operate out the flesh and you can read it, well, let's put division. When our Father says we're one, they're never going to let you know that they're giving you a perverse doctrine. Many will not tell you that Herod was not a Jewish person. He was not a Idumean, you know, a white person. he was just like Job. Job was called the Idumean in the book of Job, but he was not of Idumea. He was living in the land where Idumea was. Just like you live in America, but you're still a Hebrew. But you're just a Hebrew from America. They will go with science. They would go with news. They would go everywhere to perverse the doctrine, perverse the word that was left and preserved for us. And see, you're supposed to know this because it was told to you many times. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. When you get to Revelations, it talks about the beast that once was but now is and all this. Well, you better know what beast it is. You better understand that when the Caucasian world speaks of, and this is Christianity, when they speak of, there's two beasts, a political and a religious is what they like to say. You better understand what they're saying spiritually. Well, that political is law. There's a beast that it holds on to the law, because that's all political is the law. And then they'll say religious. Well, that's the traditions of men. It's not the word of our Father. But you got two beasts out there. They pervert the truth, because if they had to tell the truth, they'd be telling on themselves. One thing that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge is because either we've listened to the world, we've gone into that that statue at the very end in the Roman Iron Kingdom, the white man's kingdom, that last binding, holding captivity. Myri toes, that is your serpent seed. And then the iron is the white man, is Rome. Idume. Although they're on the same agenda, because they're not on the agenda of our Father, but they're on their own agenda, and their father is the devil. Because they're on this agenda, they will never tell you the truth about King Herod. Because then you'd have to go back to Genesis and say that there is a lineage. When the book of Jude talk about the serpent seed, when Yahushua will call on them generations of vipers, when, you know, we can go all over the scripture, and it's mentioned that there's something right there with Israel. Revelations is a revealing, and I pray by doing King Herod that you will get the understanding. By the time we reach Revelations, you're going to remember this, because it's right there in scripture. It was hidden from you before, but it will be revealed because the Most High wants it to be revealed to you. We're going to read. We're going to read. It's not that I'm giving it to you. The Father, whatever he gives me, I will give you. We're going to read, family. I pray everyone is in the mode for learning. Now, what I would like everyone to do, let me just try to close down a link and pull up another link. I'm going to take everybody first to Matthew's chapter 2. So if you have your scriptures, go ahead and open them up. Go to Matthew 2. I'll give everybody a couple seconds. We're going to be reading about Herod. We're going to get some key information in the New Covenant that tells us who Herod was. You don't have to guess no more. The Father is going to reveal it to you right now. Let's go to Matthew 2. When you go to Matthew chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 1 through 23. Pay attention, okay? Verse 1. Now when Yahushua was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. I pause at the east to Jerusalem because that's where these wise men came from. And nobody will probably tell you, but if you go to the understanding what was east of Jerusalem, we know that part of the kingdom stayed across the other side of the Jordan. Okay, it was still Israel. It was still Israel. Three of the tribes stayed on the other side of Jordan, but that would have been the east of Jerusalem. It's still our people. So these three wise men, and to get this understanding, just go ahead and start reading from Numbers 32. Keep going forward. You'll get it. But there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of Yehuda? And remember, they're in Jerusalem, and Yehuda was in Jerusalem, the tribe, the kingdom of Jerusalem, the kingdom of Judah, they were in Jerusalem. That was your southern kingdom. Remember, under Nebuchadnezzar, they went back to rebuild the kingdom. And I should say that would be in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. After the Babylonian captivity, they went back. The lost sheep of the house of Israel, or the northern kingdom, Samaria, they were still scattered out there. So in verse 2 it says, these wise men from the east to Jerusalem, they came saying, where is he that is born king of Judah? Okay. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. So these were righteous wise men. Now let's go a little further. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, why would Herod be troubled? That should be a question that you should be asking. Why was Herod troubled? Well, if you don't know that there was still a political power set in whatever captivity we were in, there was still the knowledge of who we were in all our captivities. We still had a political government. We had high priests. We had all these things still. It was still a setup. You know, wherever we were, we still maintained you could call it political setup if you want to, but it's where you have your government over the Hebrews, your elders, and all that. We still have those things. You see, every captivity we went under, we always knew who we were. It wasn't until we discontinued from our heritage in 70 AD that all that got wiped out. There was no more setup of political power. Now, during this time with King Herod, we were under Roman dictate. But we still had a political high priest and king and whatsoever. Many will believe that when you read the book of Kings, that's when all the kings stopped. No, they didn't. When you go into the Maccabees, many people were buying their way into seats of power. If you keep reading, you'll get into the Hasmonean dynasty or Asmonean dynasty. Well, many believe that, I don't know what many believe, but what I will say is those still were of Israel, but they were the branch of Israel that was serpent seed, so it's not of Israel, but they were within Israel. So when you get to New Covenant, we still had a kingdom set up, but it was within Edom's kingdom. And the ones who were sitting in political powers, the seats of powers, just like the ones from Isaiah, the children, the oppressors, they that rule thee, the children and the women, rather, they that rule thee, they that lead thee, no, as I said right, they that rule thee lead thee to error. The ones that were sitting in positions to lead the people always led the people astray, because our people, instead of seeking the Father as they do today, they seek man. You can't seek man. Always have to seek our Father to get to the truth. But they were sitting there. And they understood that the prophecy says Yahushua was going to be born. When we did the virgin birth deception, I guess you can call it, we went into a lot of the prophecies that spoke of Yahushua's birth. So they all knew it because the Old Covenant talked about it. They knew about this. So King Herod was upset because they're telling, these wise men are saying, where is he that is born king of Judah? Now, King Herod is sitting, well, wait a minute, I'm king. I'm the ruler of Judah, Jerusalem. I am. There's nobody else going to replace me. So it tells us, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, remember, Yahushua told us that he let you know from the very beginning when he got into, when we read the book of Matthew, it tells us, hey, the scribes and the Pharisees, they're sitting in Moses' seat. And for many of you who have been keeping up with the lessons, and as we've been going through it, you see that even in the book of Numbers, they came against Moses, and the Most High got rid of them. I think they were called the Korhans, I think. I'm not sure what they were called, but in the book of Numbers, when they came against Moses to say that they needed to be in those seats where Moses and the Levites were, they wanted those positions. And the Most High destroyed them. Earthquake devoured them. By the time you get to New Covenant, usually letting you know they're there. They're sitting in Moses' seat. This is serpent seed. And nobody has ever told you that. But all you got to do is read it. They're there. They're against the Most High and his children. And definitely against Yahushua. So, I'm going to pick back up. I'm going to read it through again, verse 1. I just want to make sure you're hearing the word. Now, when Yahushua was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of Yehuda? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, because many had bought in on the lie, because the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in Moses' seat, and Yahushua had his work set out. Verse 4, and when he had gathered, now Herod, King Herod, check out who he gathers. When he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes, the same thing that Yahushua was warning our people, the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. They were sitting in the political beast power seat, you could say. That was their seat. They wanted Moses' law from our father, but the seat they have is political. It's the law seat. And the world want to say religious beast. Well, it's the traditions of men, not of the commandments of our father. But they were sitting in Moses' seat. So he gathers these same chiefs and chief priests and scribes, okay, of the people. Now remember, they're in Jerusalem. He demanded of them where Yahushua should be born. It tells us, verse 5, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. Now remember, we still had a political system. We still had a king. We still had a high priest and scribes. You know, remember when we left being a virtuous woman and became that whorish woman, that mother of harlots that Revelation speaks of, you can read about that in the book of Kings as well as by the prophets. So these same scribes and Pharisees, you know, they had the same ones that people listened to that were warned of not to listen to. The Father would say, I never set them. But many want to listen to the lie and not get to the truth. It says that King Herod, when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Yahushua should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Verse 7, then Herod, when he had privately or secretly called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Now remember, we're talking serpent seed here. We're talking serpent seed. Let's find out what King Herod, what his true intent was. Just pay attention. When they had heard the king, when the wise men heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Just like when Yahushua was talking to the scribes and Pharisees and they didn't understand a word. He was talking to some of the people who had been led astray. And he said, why don't you understand my speech? You know, if you were of our father, you know, or you were of Abraham's seed, because they claim Abraham's seed, he said you would rejoice for my coming. Because these scribes and Pharisees, as well as King Herod, are of the serpent seed. They didn't rejoice. There's no rejoicing of Yahushua, the future king. There's no rejoicing with them. So it tells us, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of our father Yahuwah in a dream, these are the wise men. This is still Israel. Okay, this was over the other side of Jordan. They came from the east to Jerusalem. So they were being warned by our father Yahuwah in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. This own country deal, you can go to the book of Ruth, and it told, Naomi told her daughters, her daughter-in-laws, to go into their own country to their own gods. Well, during that time, it told us in the beginning of the book of Ruth, the so-called Moabitess, that this is during the time of the book of Judges. So they were to go into their own country and to their own rulers or their own judges. But the world would have you think that Ruth, she's a Moabitess. She's not a Hebrew Israelite, although she's in the lineage of Yahushua in the new covenant. See, family, the words will screw you up, but let's keep everything in context. Let's keep everything in context. Remember, this is our history book. The Father told me. Nobody can take that from me. I heard him. This is our history book. Let's not get nothing twisted, perverted, because there's too many out there that will willingly do that job. Now, if we stick with our Father's word, we're going to come into the truth. Let's read. It tells us in verse 11, now when they, which were the wise men, were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of our father in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Most High appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Now, that's a clue. Herod is going to seek Yahushua to destroy Yahushua. And when we get other precepts and verses, and I'm just going to take you a couple places, and I pray you pick up on this, because we've been going, if you go through our last lessons, we've been giving you examples and clues and hints. These are all in the scripture. It may not be the exact same word, but it's in reference to the same understanding. So we're told in verse 13, okay, of Matthew's, it tells us, and when the wise men departed, behold, the angel of the Most High appeared unto Joseph, the father of Yahushua, in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother Mary and flee and take. Now, they were brown-skinned people, so we know the original Egyptians, Mizraim, we know that's some black people. That's your Ham's lineage, the Africans, Egyptians, all the same. So we were told to flee by them. Many times in Scripture, we were mistaken for the Egyptians, which is another dark race of people, but not the Hebrews. So that's where the Most High told Joseph to take Mary, his wife, and his son, Yahushua. Go where there's some more dark people. Go flee there. Now, check it out. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So we see that Herod, the Most High let us know in his preserved word that he was set forth. He was troubled from the announcement of Yahushua's birth, although he would be like the scribes and the Pharisees claim lineage from Abraham. But all Abraham's children, they're not all the Most High's children. You know that just by reading. And they would rejoice at the coming of Yahushua. King Herod, he was displeased, he was troubled, and now he's seeking to kill, to destroy Yahushua. Let's go to John 10. John chapter 10. Everybody open up I'm giving you a few seconds to get there. I pray that either you're going to write down these scriptures or re-listen to the audio later and write them down. Get some understanding. You cannot go to Revelations or anywhere else in the book if you're not keeping in context with the truth. The truth is, it's all about Israel. Those Gentiles people try to bring in, that's all Israel. There's no other nation coming in because the word never changes. Our Father doesn't change, and his word has already gone forth out. Judgment has been pronounced on those nations that he used to chastise us. They were a vessel fit for dishonor. Okay? They were a vessel that will be destroyed according to the word. All that's left out there in Revelations comes to us and the serpent seed. We know that it tells us in the parable of wheat and tares, at the very end, leave those grow together, the children of the devil and the Most High's children, better known as the parable of the wheat and tares. Let them grow together, because at the very end, the separating will be done. When you go to Revelations, you better believe that that being spoken of, although you want to look at the white man and everybody else, no, it's the serpent seed and the true children of Israel, because they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. That's what Revelations is revealing to you from the prophets, from the understanding of everything that happened in our history book. Because you can't say anything that you see in today when I show you these teachers are not giving you the correct verses. You can't say, see, this is new. I'm letting you know this is serpent seed. Let's read what they say. Is it in the scripture? No. They perverted it. There's nothing new. You can't say nothing is new. It was already of old. And we've been showing you through the scripture by this series. They're still here. Because Yahushua said they were a generation. The parables that we are given, not parables, but the prophecies that we're given, letting us know that last kingdom would be a Roman kingdom, but the toes would be part of iron and part of miry clay. Iron is the Roman kingdom. That's the white man in control. The other part, when you wake up to being a Hebrew, because see, in Christianity, you under Christianity, white man's religion. That's the iron kingdom. Few of you woke up to the truth to know you were Hebrew by the one that came first, and that was not of our Father. But they will tell you, because you've got it from them first, and you're reading and you're seeing the word says woman, the word says this, not coming spiritually to the word, keeping to a lot of the things that they have bought you. Not that the Father says to keep them, but man has told you to keep these things, feast days and so forth. But, you know, you do what you want to do because it's clear what the Father says. But they are there to deceive you. They are there. That's why Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, Yahushua was, those two assemblies of Smyrna and Philadelphia were approved because they spoke about this. The serpent seed, the children of the devil, the synagogue of Satan. The scribes and the Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat, they spoke of it. And the very end, those two kingdoms at the very end in Daniel's prophecy, it said there would be a stone not made with hands that were going to crush both of those kingdoms, the scribes and the Pharisees, the serpent seed that's ruling even today. Those kingdoms alone, and they always form a confederacy with Edom. They will be crushed, and then Yahushua's kingdom would be in existence. And we will be back, the children of the Most High will be put back in our proper order. Okay, not in the order we're at now. So, you see, them all this is the same. But it said that Herod, he wanted to seek the young child, Yahushua, to destroy him. Now, that's a hint, the word destroy. I'm going to take you to John 10. I just want to bring something to your remembrance. In John 10, I'm going to read verses 10 through 29, and then I'm going to probably go and piggyback here and there and give more understanding and precepts as I go. But we're in John 10, okay? Because Herod is going to seek this young child to destroy him. And he so cleverly, sneakily, privately, secretly ask the wise men, oh, go tell me where he is and come back and tell me so that I can worship him too. Knowing doggone well he had no intentions of worshiping Yahushua. He wanted to seek and destroy him. Okay? So it tells us in John 10, verse 10, the thief, now this thief, you already know, is the devil, is that old wicked one, that old serpent, the beast of the field, the lineage of Cain, described in the Pharisees, this thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Yahushua was letting you know something, because we just read in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, that in verse 13, the word of the Most High came unto Joseph to let him know, don't go back into into Jerusalem, because Herod is going to seek the young child to destroy him. So he wanted to destroy him. We know the thief cometh not but for to steal. He wanted that position to be king. He was going to steal it if he had to. To kill, he wanted to kill. He wanted to destroy. We're going to read about the Christianity calls it, what, the innocent slaughter or something. I don't know, some crazy stuff. We're just talking about, once again, they're trying to kill off the Most High's people. And this one in particular is Yahushua, the future king. So it says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, Yahushua is letting you know. He says, I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly, because this thief also will give you doctrine of the flesh, when everything of the flesh, including the law, the political beast, remember? We know that's talking about the law. Well, who was sitting in Moses' seat? Moses' seat represented the law. Well, it was the scribes and the Pharisees, serpent seed. He's still talking about serpent seed family. So we're going to connect the dots between Herod, the serpent seed, and Yahushua here. Let's pay attention. Come at not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling, he's not really one that should be there, but he's hired, and not the shepherd. He's not me, Yahushua said, whose own sheep are not. They're not his sheep, but they're over, like if they were Yahushua. They're reading out the book. They're telling you about salvation, but the salvation don't include Yahushua. If they had it their way, and you probably can't get it because the words, you're looking at the words. Well, it didn't say, yes, it did. If you have spiritual understanding, it said it. You got to read with spiritual understanding and rightly divide that word. What are we speaking of? The same thing. This thief that crept in unaware. That's why many people don't know that Herod was, they say, Idumean. And they call him a Jewish king. He was of the serpent. He was of the serpent seed. That's all he was. But he was a thief. His father was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. And y'all know where I'm going with John 8. Let's go and finish reading this. Yahushua is letting us know that he is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling or a thief or a serpent seed and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeketh the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. Don't have a care for the Most High's people. Well, lie. They have no fear for the Father and his word. They will tell you things that are so perverse, and they block the way of the kingdom so that you can't have that abundant life. They're making you more children of the devil or hell than themselves. But the same thing, family, we're talking all the same thing. I pray you're spiritual and you're getting it. Yahushua said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them. The hireling fleeth. Because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Yahushua is giving you the power of authority there as well. The Father, him, and the people, because there's only one mediator between the people of the Most High and Yahuwah, that man Yahushua. But the hireling or the thief or the scribes and the Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat or the serpent seat will tell you this, for they deal with the flesh because they have not the spirit aware. Many of you don't know what you're looking at, but the scriptures preserved for us let you know. So it says, as the Father knoweth me, that's Yahuwah, even so I know the Father, that's Yahushua. And I lay down my life for who? For the men? No. He lays his life down for the sheep, for the flock, for Israel, all Israel. That's your three powers of authority, not division. But just keep in mind, if you're under one of these teachers that are teaching you division, we're reading it. The Father don't talk about division. Let's go a little further because you're going to have to hear this. He tells us in verse 16 of John 10, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. No division. He's talking about the northern and southern kingdom. But there's no division. Why is there division being preached out in the world today among the Hebrews? Because somebody crept in unawares, and they will not give you the truth of Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 because it will be pointing back to them. They got you looking at the Jewish people or the white man or the Neanderthals, science, Great Britain, the Chinese population, news and history instead of the prophets. Because if they go back to the prophets, it'd be pointing the finger right back at themselves. They won't tell you this, family, but it's there. Now, this thief, let's piggyback on that thief of John 10, because we were talking about Herod. He is that thief. He is of the serpent seed. He wanted to seek the young child to destroy him. It told us in John 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but this is what he come for, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, like King Herod wanted to destroy Yahushua. When we piggyback and go to this thief, I tried to make the connection of what happened in the garden, speaking about the lineage of Cain being born. And I went to the image, and we read it, and we gave understanding to it, that what makes us different from all the other people of the earth, although we're all in the image, it says. The image is the flesh. It's an empty vessel. But what is within that vessel? Who's the father of that vessel? Well, we know that we were with the Father before we were formed in our mother's womb. We're talking spirit. So when we go to the parable of the wheat and tare, you can read about that in Matthew 13, verses 24 through 40. You're going to know who that enemy, who that thief, who crept in unawares is. You're going to understand why it is that you don't know what you're looking at when you hear these people pronouncing, the Father told me, but it don't line up with Scripture. But they look like us. They look just like us. Well, the parable of wheat and tare told you that. It said let them go together. But they snuck in among the Hebrews, looking just like the Hebrews. Looking just like the Hebrews. Okay, I just want to make sure that you guys are getting it. This parable of wheat and tares, we're talking spiritual things here, family. Your bodies are just vessels, but what dwells in your body, either it's going to come from the Father or it's not. And according to John 8, dealing with the scribes and the Pharisees, are dealing with those who are not Israel, okay, but they're within Israel. The synagogue of Satan, we're dealing with the children of the devil, this lineage. When they get to 666 in the Revelations, don't be looking at this one person here or whatever like the world teaches, or even some of these scribes and Pharisees will teach you in Israel. Don't look at anything, but look at that. It's going to be many people teaching you falsely, directing you falsely, having you do wickedness, because the Father says don't do something, they say do it. but they were sitting in Moses' seat, and the descendants of this generation of vipers is here with us today, and their word is totally opposite the truth. So they crept in unaware, what? Just like Herod did. You didn't know Herod was a Hebrew. We're going to find out. Check it out. Now, we're going to piggyback up back to, I want to go back and forth with this. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 2. Okay, I'm going to read verse 13 again, and then I'm going to jump to 14 because I want to go back and forth. So Matthew chapter 2, we're dealing with Herod, how he sent the wise men out to search out for Yahushua, and that he wanted them to come back. So he lied and said, so I can worship them, you know, worship Yahushua, when really he wanted to destroy him. Verse 13, and when they were departed, the wise men departed, behold, the angel of the Most High appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek to kill will seek the young child to kill him. Verse 14, and he arose, and he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Verse 15, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of Yahuwah by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem. So the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children. Cain, he hated his brother. He wound up slaying, I guess you can call it. He slayed his brother. Did the same thing that Herod and the descendants of Cain would do. Slew their brethren. But are they really brothers? No. The word brother, because in the flesh, you look at it, they came from the same parents. Yeah, they're brothers. But in the spirit, one was from the Most High and one was of the devil. So we see that Herod, he sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. Verse 19, but when Herod was dead, okay, so that's the end of that Herod. I just wanted to show you. Sometimes, you know, we got to understand that in 70 AD, they took everything we had. Now, what the other nations did, because we discontinued from our heritage, they just switched up the people and made it look like them. But that's their job. Their job is to prove us, according to Judges chapter 2, to see if we're going to hearken to our father, which means we read his word, and we don't listen to man. We operate out the spirit. We read his word, study to show ourselves approved, rightly divide the word, because if not, the other nations are left there to deceive you. So they're already doing what they're supposed to do. But there's another element in there that is deceiving the whole world. Who's the world? Israel. Because when you first come out of those toes, you get out of Christianity, which is white man's religion. But then you got the miry clay, the seed of the serpent, those sitting in Moses' seat, that generation of vipers that deceive you. They were there doing Yahushua's time, his birth. King Herod was serpent seed of Israel. He was serpent seed. The same traits. They want to kill off our people. They're not a lover of the brethren. Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? Now you look at the word brother and you say, see, they were brothers. No, you're missing the point. by the flesh, just like when the enemy came in, when they crept in unawares, like he's a thief, he got in there, he planted a seed, the seed of spirit. Don't talk about no flesh. Don't talk about no man's sperm. Think spiritual. This child that was born of two Hebrew parents, it came out, but it was not of our father Yahuwah. That's what Herod was. That's what Jeroboam was. We can go down the list with all these that were of their father, the devil. But we are to pay attention to what was approved in the two assemblies in the end time being taught, those who taught of them. Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. They always do the same thing. They're a killer of the brethren. Well, they're a killer of the Most High's people. That's clues. Who do you think the destroyer is in the end time? Okay, I'll leave that there because you should get it by now. But anyhow, so it tells us, let's go a little further. Herod had died. Now, this was the one, the first one. This was King Herod. This was during the time of Yahushua's birth. Now, we need to go over to Matthew 14. Everybody, go ahead and switch over to Matthew 14, please. You know where I'm going with this. Y'all should already know this. But, hey, go ahead and open up to Matthew 14. Meet me there. Pray everybody's there. Matthew 14, verse 1. We're getting ready to talk about the governor, the son of the first Herod. He was serpent seed. You should pick it up by now. Pay attention. Matthew 14, verse 1. At that time, Herod the tetrarch, which is governor, heard of the fame of Yahushua, and said unto his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead." Now remember, something had transpired between John the Baptist and this Herod. But pay attention. Just pay attention. We're going to go back and forth on this. I want to make sure everybody's getting everything. It tells us, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead." I should probably have hit the other one first, but hey, don't matter. You'll pick it up here. "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." Now, when they saw Yahushua, they thought Yahushua was John the Baptist. Okay? Herod's son, King Herod's son, which was Herod the Tetrarch, which is governor, heard the fame of Yahushua. See, they knew who Yahushua was. They knew that, hey, they heard this fame, and he said unto his servants, this is Herod speaking to his servants, "This is John the Baptist," speaking of Yahushua now, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." Now, we're going to find out something about John the Baptist and this king, or this governor, because we know what happened to John the Baptist. But let's go a little further. Verse 3 tells us, "For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in the prison for Herodias' sake, brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her." We're talking about John the Baptist and King Herod's son, which is Herod the governor, during the time of John the Baptist and Yahushua. John the Baptist spoke against the relationship between Herodias and governor or King Herod. He said, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Who was the law given to? Why would John the Baptist waste his time on a goyim? I hate to say it like that, but it's true. Because nowhere else in Scripture, you may believe that that's what it's speaking to, like Ruth the Moabitess, or bring in the other nations. No. Go to Amos 3. We're going to find out who the law was given to by just a couple precepts here and there. Because you see, it was important for you to pick up that when John the Baptist was rebuking the governor Herod, what he told them was, it's not lawful for thee to have her. You had your brother Philip's wife. It's not lawful. Why would it matter that John the Baptist will rebuke a Goyim? He wasn't a Goyim family. He was given the law. So who was he? Let's go. Amos 3. We're going to find out who the law was given to. Pay attention. Verse 1. Hear the word that Yahuwah hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I bought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. First of all, we're establishing the fact that the Father lets you know he's only dealing with Israel. I've only known you, Israel. Who is Israel? Well, the children of Israel that he bought forth out of the land of Egypt. He only bought his children. He's going to regather his children who were scattered across the four corners of the earth when Yahushua returns. We're talking his people here. But he lets you know, I've only known you. And now, because you have not kept what I gave you, you have not been in obedience to my command, my laws, and everything, I'm going to punish you for your iniquities. He didn't punish the white man. He didn't scatter him, put him into bondage. He didn't punish the Africans and put them into bondage and scatter them. He did not punish the Moabites, the 8 million man over there. He didn't punish nobody but Israel. And we were scattered because of our iniquities. The iniquities of what? Well, not keeping the commandments, not following the law, not showing righteous judgment, because the Father only knew Israel. Let's precept that to what Paul says in Romans 9. We're going to get the understanding, family. Why was it important for us to pick up that John the Baptist told Herod, it is unlawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife? That's not law. When you go to what Paul says in 9, understanding that the Most High only gave, he was only speaking to the children of Israel. Same ones that he bought out of Egypt, that was Israel, lost sheep, and the ones that went under Moses. When we go to Romans 9, let's pick it up at verse 1, because we got to go a little bit into this. I pray y'all loving it, because I am. I pray that this understanding will clear up a lot of things. I mean, I can go so many ways which it should clear up misteachings, but I pray you pick up on them on your own. First, let's go to Romans 9. Let's find out, why did the Father tell Amos to let the children of Israel know, the ones that he bought out of Egypt, his children, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Why? When you go to Romans 9, Paul says, I say the truth in Yahushua. I lie not. Hey, he got to say he lied not, because many of our people, just like today, want to say Paul the liar, the deceiver. Well, shoot, the word says the liar, the deceiver, and the destroyer, and the thief, and the ones who crept in unawares, that's serpent seed. Paul's letting you know, I'm not the one giving the lie. I am sent from the Most High. I speak the truth in Yahushua. You have learned the lie. What? I pray people wake up. Paul says, I say the truth in Yahushua. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the set-apart spirit, because it's all about the spirit, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahushua for my brethren, the men and the women of Israel, right? My kinsmen, the men and the women of Israel, according to the flesh. The ones that are through a live birth, they're in the flesh but also in the spirit, but live birth according to the flesh. The genealogies that are recorded within Scripture let us know these are the children of the Most High. It further will distinguish who's his and who's not by telling you one has the spirit, one doesn't. One was called, one wasn't. So, all the families of the earth, the children of Israel, we're going to find out by Paul who was the children of Israel and what is it that the Most High said, I only know you, Israel, from all the families of the earth, because you were given something special. Paul is speaking to those ones who who are spirit but operate out the flesh don't know any better. He has great sorrow. So he says, he's letting you know who these people are, because they ain't Edom, is not the Hamites, is not the Moabites. We can go on and on. It's not them. He said, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and that's the grafting in, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law. So when John the Baptist said, it is not lawful for you, King Herod, to have your brother Philip's wife. It's not lawful, because the law was given to the Israelites. We just read it. Let's continue. Paul says, speaking to the children of Israel, the brethren, according to the flesh now, from a lineage, but these are spiritual. These are spirits that are wrapped in flesh that was given the breath of life, Genesis chapter 2, the lineage from Adam. He says, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of our father Yahuwah and the promises? Whose are the fathers, the ones that the father knew of all the families of the earth? And they had the law. Only Israel was given the law. It says, who are the fathers? Whose are the fathers? And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua came, who is over all. Yahuwah blessed forever. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. Verse 6, not as though the word of our father Yahuwah had taken not effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. Boom, take you right back to Matthew's. The scribes and the Pharisees said, we be not of fornication. Abraham be our father. They told John the Baptist, we be of Abraham's seed. John the Baptist said, don't even try to think to say you be of Abraham's seed. He called them a set of vipers too. But nobody picks up on this. Let's go back to Romans 9. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children of the Most High. But in Isaac, he's showing you who's called. That means he has a spirit. But in Isaac shall thy seed or the spirit be called. They which are children of the flesh, well, we know the image we all have. But what's in the image? Well, Father knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. We were spirits with him before. In order to ascend, you have to first descend it. We are spirits in a vessel, in an image, in the flesh. We're angels in the flesh, if you want to call it that. I've heard people say that, but it's the truth. We are angels in the flesh. He tells you, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are children of the flesh, these are not children of our father, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. See, family, we're talking spiritual things here. With the promise, this was a spiritual thing because it was spiritual, called, set forth, predestinated, and put in flesh when the first sin that Israel committed was in the Garden of Eden. They call it the woman. That was Adam and Eve. They both sinned. They both got kicked out. They both had coats of skin put on their spiritual bodies. And they were right there with everyone else. We know when they had those children, hey, parable of the wheat and tares, the enemy came in and planted a seed. Went his way. This thief. If Cain was supposed to be in Genesis chapter 5, he would have been in there. Father, I don't have a problem with lack of ink. He wasn't supposed to be there. You're supposed to pick up on that. You're supposed to pick up on how Yahushua connected it for you when he went to John 8 and said, ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Bam, he was a murderer from Genesis. That word means beginning. Pick up on it. Go a little bit, you know, I like to go different places. I want to make sure everybody getting this. It's very simple. And I'm almost done because I don't want my lessons to be too long. But let's go there because we understand now that John was, when he told Herod, It's unlawful. It's against the law for you to be with your brother's wife. He rebuked him is what he did, but he gave him what? He was quoting the law. He was quoting the laws which were given to Moses for the children of Israel. We'll go to Leviticus 18. Go ahead and flip open. Leviticus 18, family. We're going to show you what John the Baptist was quoting to Herod, who was an Israelite, but all Israel is not of Israel. We're talking serpent seed here. Pay attention. Leviticus 18, I'm going to take you first through verses 1 through 6, and I'm going to top it off with verse 16, and there's your answer. When you go to Leviticus 18, beginning at verse 1, it reads, "And the Most High spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am Yahuwah your father. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whether I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances." And we know that we broke everything the Father told us not to do. "Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I'm Yahuwah, your Father. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahuwah. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him, to uncover their nakedness. I am Yahuwah." He's telling you don't do these things. Jump down to verse 16. He tells you on the nose what John the Baptist was quoting to, or rebuking, I should say, Herod with. He says in verse 16 of Leviticus 18, this is the law was given to Israel by Moses from the Most High. It says, "Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness." That was the law. That's all John the Baptist quoted and rebuked Herod for. That's why he lost his head. Pray y'all getting this. Now, go ahead, one last, I think this is all I want to read to you guys. Yeah, that's all I want to read to you. Let's go to, I got a couple more. Well, anyhow, not much more, family, but, you know, this is good understanding. I'm going to try to keep the lesson, I'm trying to keep it fairly short so that you can always go back for review. Go to Acts 12. I want to read to you some stuff there. Acts 12, give you a little bit of understanding. This was during the time of the apostles, but keep in mind, Herod was still ruling under or within the Edomite rule, Roman Empire. So he was still there. This was after Yahushua was crucified. Okay, Acts 12, verse 1. "Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the assembly, and he killed," the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy, "and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword." These are the apostles. "I will put enmity between thy seed, serpent seed, and the woman's seed." That's all Israel. "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the assembly, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews," or Yehuda, because remember when Yahushua came, shoot, many didn't have faith, many didn't believe. So you had a lot of unrighteous Israelites from the tribe of Yehuda, because they were under those sitting in Moses' seat teaching them lies. They didn't know the truth. They rejected the prophets or the apostles that the Most High set up, as well as his only begotten son. A lot of unrighteousness was there. When I tell you the truth, that woman is speaking of Israel, the virtuous woman, that's Israel in her wonderful state. When you go to Revelation, they talk about that mother of harlots, that whorish woman. That's Israel in its disobedient state. And that lets you know if it's in time, Israel, much of Israel, is still in its disobedient state because they refuse to hearken when the Father says, get away with these feast days, do away with. When he talks about the works, what works? The work of the serpent. They want you to do the feast days. They want you to wear the garments. They want to tell you lies, bring the goyim in, just dip them in water. They exclude Yahushua. They exclude our Father, and they would love to exclude you. That's why they put the separation with the men and the women, because Yahushua let everybody know in the word, a house divided cannot stand. And that's what they do. The word devil is division, separation. They separate. Let me go back there again. You know I get excited, family. Bear with me. Acts 12, I'll read it again. Now, about that time, King Herod stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the assembly, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Yehudans, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Now, we talked about that unleavened bread, and we know that Yahushua kept giving the understanding that the unleavened bread, okay, symbolized the scribes and the Pharisees. The unleavened bread symbolized the scribes and the Pharisees. When he was talking about the unleavened bread or the bread or whatever, the apostles thought he was talking about not enough food. No, he was talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, their teachings. That's why when you went back to Exodus, you understood when the Most High said there shall not be found any leaven. I got the words mixed up. Leaven. There should be not found any leavened bread within your house. Well, your house is your body. For 7 days, so that's every day. You're supposed to get the faulty doctrine, the scribes and Pharisees' message out. All right, going back. So it says, and because he saw it pleased the southern kingdom, he proceeded forth to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. Now, the unleavened bread represents, you got the truth. Uh-oh, let me see. I'm not going to answer that. But the unleavened bread let you know that that's the truth. Okay, that's what the unleavened bread represents, because Yahushua was that one-time sacrifice, speaking of the Passover. So you got the truth. It says in verse 4, and when he had apprehended him, okay, I don't know if y'all can still hear me past this beeping. Somebody's calling, so I'm going to prayerfully wait till they stop so you can hear the message clearly. Give me a couple seconds. I've got to tell you what, I don't have much more to go over, but I do have somebody who is beeping my phone, and they'll probably call back. It's probably for my kids. They don't know I'm having a lesson. I'm going to put a quick song on, and I'll be right back, okay, family? And we're going to continue this. I only have a little bit more. Okay, stay tight.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know? Figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question.
There ain't nothing out there, yeah. Ooh.
Welcome back, Shabbat Shalom. We're doing part six of Serpent Seed. They are not Israel, which are of Israel, Herod. So this is going to get into the last part. We have about 37 minutes left. I probably will not take all that time, but I want to go over this last part just to get more understanding. And I got way more than this, but I don't want to have a long lesson. So I'll probably just leave that bit of information either for another show or just leave it for the website. But you're going to get everything you need right within this particular lesson. If you're paying attention, thinking spiritually, everybody go ahead and open up to Acts 12. We're reading about Herod once again. Now remember, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's all you'll find the thief doing. He's accused of the brethren. Don't have love for the Father. Always want to push the law on you and doing righteous things. Let's just pay attention. In Acts 12 it says, now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. We know the church is the assembly. It says, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the southern kingdom, which was residing in Jerusalem, remember the northern kingdom was still scattered, he put him into prison and delivered him to He proceeded forth to take Peter also. So he took James and Peter and put them in prison, okay? Then were the days of unleavened bread. Verse 4, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after, they put the word Easter, but that's speaking of our Passover, intending after the Passover to bring him forth to the people, okay? Now, is it wrong that they put Easter? No, not when you're dealing with the scribes and the Pharisees. Not really. But it is because that portion is put in by the world and their gods, Easter. But really, if you leave the word Passover in there, you understand that Herod was of Israel, but he's not of Israel. You'd understand that better. So it said that intending after Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the assembly unto Yahuwah for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Now, we've read this, and this is when the father opened up the gates of prison and just let Peter go through by the angel. He was taken out. But let's just keep reading. I want to get to the point. I'm going to read all the way to verse 11. And behold, the angel of the Most High came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. And he went. Remember, the Spirit is there to lead, direct, guide, protect. Hey, this is what's happening, family. Verse 9, and he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Many people talk about their visions. This is all spiritual. Nobody should be doing any works of a vision that they saw, building a little community on none of that mess. Everything that I get from the Father is in the Spirit. That's the difference between what they receive and then they got you doing works behind there. The only works you're supposed to be doing is studying to show yourself approved, putting the Father first, honoring him, worshiping him, and then loving your brother. Anything else, feast days, building little civilizations, escaping, when you should say go not, that's of works. You're not supposed to do any of that. But anyhow, let's go further. It says in verse 10, when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city. Which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, not when he was come to himself, that lets you know that it was dimensions that happened there, family. okay? In the spiritual, you can walk, and it's the truth. I know the world will tell you all kind of other crap, but it's truthful. In the spirit, just like the only time I hear the word, actually hear the Father speaking, is in the spirit when I'm sleeping. Because our spiritual bodies have no need for food, the bathroom, or resting, or any of that mess. Only the flesh does. And we angels are spirits wrapped in flesh. So when you're in your spiritual body, you can hear from the Father. When Adam and Eve was in their spiritual body, they were talking to the Father. But in your flesh, you get understanding, but you don't hear him. You see, the vision people are talking about nowadays don't make no sense because it's not according to the word. Listen, everything is spiritual now. So when Peter was come to himself, while he was not in his flesh body, he was able to see all these spiritual things happen. But when he came to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that Yahuwah hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the southern kingdom." Now, I wanted to read that. I want to jump down now to verse 19 and pick back up on it. Pay attention, family. "And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, because the angel of the Most High got him out of prison, but he was coming for him." You know he wanted to kill them. He says in verse 19, "And when the Herod, King Herod, had sought Peter and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Sisera and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel," and the royal apparel they're talking about is of the Hebrews, okay? When you get to that beast covered in the same kind of garments that the Hebrews were arrayed in, we're talking about the same things. These are royal garments. So it says that Herod, check out what he does, family. I pray y'all get this. It said, verse 21, "And upon a set day," now we were talking about the Passover, remember that? "Now on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, 'It is the voice of a god and not a man.'" They have made King Herod into a god, is what they have done. The people, our people. This is Yehuda. It said, verse 23, "And immediately the angel of the Most High smote him, because he gave not Yahuwah the glory, and he was eaten of worms and given up the ghost." I'm going to leave that ghost in there. Because the spirit, he did not have that. He did not possess it. But he got punished for what he had done. I could go a little further and allow you to understand when we talk about 1 Corinthians 11, and they want to tell you that it's man that's in the image of our Father, and this is about the man being over the woman and all this stuff. You know, It said that they have made man into the Most High. That's what they have done, the people, and they're still doing it today. Because a man will tell you this, and man, he will fall for the lie. But that is not, what do you think the 666 is the number of a man? What do you think all that's about? Think, people, think, okay? So it said, "Immediately the angel of the Most High smote him, because he gave not Yahuwah the glory." They, in 1 Corinthians 11, they want to say the glory, the image of the glory of the Father, that's man. No, that's not man. That's the same thing we're reading about right here. "And the Most High smote him and then made sure that he was eaten of worms and he died." What do you think is going to happen in the end times? They talk about them worms in the end time. Well, hey, let's just go there. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Okay, I just want to bring a little bit more light to everything. We're talking about Herod here. But you got to have the understanding. When the people, who was Yehuda, remember the scribes and the Pharisees were leading the people. The scribes and the Pharisees were under Herod, the serpent seed. They were serpent seeds, and they were the rulers over the people, which led them to error. when Yahushua came, we were not ready. We didn't have faith. We didn't have belief upon the truth. Let's go to Romans 1. Let's find out. Verse 16 of Romans 1, it reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Yahushua." This is Paul speaking to the lost sheep that were in Rome. "For it is the power of Yahuwah unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the southern kingdom," which they call them the Jews, "to the southern kingdom first, and also to the Greeks or to the lost sheep." The last lesson we did for the Shabbat last Tuesday explained that. If you don't understand, please go back. Now, moving on. "For therein is the righteousness of Yahuwah revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." This is something that Yehuda or Judah, the southern kingdom, didn't have. And Yahushua let us know, will I find faith? Okay, let's keep going on. Verse 18. "For the wrath of Yahuwah is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Because hold up a second, family. They're doing something to my computer. Okay. I don't know if it took. Let me see. Hold on, family. I'm almost finished with this, but they have just done something to my computer. Hold on. Let's see. It's doing something. I don't know what. Okay. I think the screen's back up. I'm not sure. It's still circling. I'm going to read till I can't read no more because it's frozen. Hold on a second. Okay, let me just, it keeps blinking off on me. Excuse me, family, my computer is blinking and I'm missing pieces. Okay, hold on a second, we're almost there. I'm going to pick back up at verse 19. He says, because, he's talking about the unrighteous and they follow the serpent seed. He's talking about them. He says, because that which may be known of you who is manifested in them. For Yahuwah hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things, this is all spiritual, of him from the beginning, from creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. We were made in the image of our Father. Okay, we were made in the image of Yahushua, our Creator. Okay, Yahushua was made in the image of his Father. We were made in the image of our Creator, which is Yahushua. Now let's keep going. Because that which they knew, let me go back to verse 20, I didn't skip. Okay, my page is skipping, I'm skipping, excuse me. We have Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and authority. They put Godhead, but they're talking about authority. There's nobody above him, only one that is the mediator now between him and us is Yahushua, the three powers of authority, okay? So that they are without excuse because we were supposed to know. We are of spirit just like Yahushua and Yahuwah are. We're wrapped in flesh. But the ungodly, as they put it in the scriptures, are the unrighteous. They can only give you of the flesh. They can't interpret the spiritual understanding of these words. And that's what's in the end time, the miry clay that's still dealing with Edom. And some of y'all don't know that. Y'all better look into what these sites are doing. You can't prosper in this land, not the way they're prospering, by teaching garbage. And I just got to say it. When I say that, it's garbage if it's not of our Father, if it's not the truth of his word, if it's not spiritual, if it's not edifying you, if it's not that when you receive the word, you're joyous. Many of us get saddened by the lies that we hear, and we think that's the truth. But we're not studying to show ourselves the proof. We're not flipping over a page of our Hebrew history book that is now termed the Bible by the Goyim. So let's get to the truth. He says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and authority. So they are without excuse, because that when they knew our Father, they glorified him not as Yahuwah, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Father Yahuwah into an image made like unto corruptible man. I'm going to stop there. You talk about the birds and the four-foot beasts and the creeping things. Let's go back now. 12. You tell me if this was not done by our people. That's why you know Revelations when they talk about that. And that image given to a beast to speak, swelling words, you should be picking this up. Now, Acts 12, let's pick up verse 21, talking about Herod. It says, upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them, talking about the people of Yehuda. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of God and not of a man. They were speaking of Herod. This is a fleshly serpent seed thing. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not a man. Now, when we go to Romans 1, and our Father lets us know within his word what the people did, the unrighteous ones who followed after the serpent seed, what they did, why we are now, instead of a virtuous woman, now we are an unrighteous, a whorish woman. Because, listen, it says, because that when they knew Yahuwah, they glorified him not as Yahuwah. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, many of them profess to be so wise they know the word, they don't know nothing. They became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Father into an image made like to corruptible man. That's the same thing they do in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I think is what, verse 7, I think? They have taken the image, the glory of our Father, and said that man they're speaking of in 1 Corinthians 11 is a flesh man instead of Yahushua. They have taken the three powers of authority in 1 Corinthians 11 and told you that was four. They're putting a flesh man of sinful flesh to be authority and power over this woman of flesh, sinful flesh. Flesh cannot, there is no salvation in the flesh. It's only of the spirit. So something of the spirit has to be our covering. Who is that? That man, Yahushua, who is the mediator between the Most High and his people. But many follow the doctrine of the flesh, of the lying scribes and Pharisees. Don't understand that when Christianity talks about the law, the beast, the political, the law, and the other beast, the religious, which is nothing but traditions of men, is not the commandments and it's not of our Father. They have honored and worshipped man and made him into a god. Whether they want to call it that or not, that's what they've done, because our Father says, and I'm reading it to you, but they will say, four powers of authority. Father, let you know there's only one mediator between the people and myself. I don't think a man can, he tell that woman to humble yourself. You can't talk to the Father in the assembly. Ask your husband at home. Well, we can read in Scripture where the women were allowed to speak to the Father. They were prophetesses. They were dealing with the Father. As a matter of fact, the woman Deborah was over all of Israel. But they put division. That's what the devil does. Look up the word. But they have taken the corruptible image of man and changed the Father's incorruptible image. I pray y'all understanding this, because that's what they did to King Herod of serpent seed. Our people made him into a god. They said, this is not the voice of a man. Let's go. Let's keep reading, because I want y'all to get it all. Verse 21, I'm going to read that again and go down. Because that, when they knew our Father, they glorified him not as our Father. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Father, Yahuwah, into the image made like unto corruptible man, and the birds, and the four-foot beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore Yahuwah also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of our Father Yahuwah into a lie, and worship and serve the creature, man, and the man-made traditions more than the Father, the Creator. Because the Father says do away with it. Man tell you, you got to do it. It says it right there, who changed the truth of our Father Yahuwah into a lie. They changed it, family. And they got you worship. When you're worshiping, you're doing something. It's a work. They got you worshiping, not spiritually, as our Father says he wants spiritual sacrifices and spiritual thanksgiving. No, you got to do something. So they changed the truth of our Father into a lie and got you worshiping and serving the creature, man, more than our Father, the Creator. Verse 26 says, for this cause, Yahuwah gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of, into that which is against nature. We got all, not be said like that, but they got fags everywhere, they got homosexuals everywhere, lesbians everywhere. Y'all know what's going on. Ain't nothing new that you're seeing today. It was of old. Let's go there. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burning their lust one towards another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain our Father in knowledge, hey, we're giving you the knowledge right here. I pray you want to retain it. Yahuwah gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication, that's worshiping other deities, whether you know it or not, that's what you're doing. He gave you up. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, kill, destroy, steal, right? Debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of our Father. Because we read you the word, but you rather listen to man instead of listen to our Father. You don't want to hear the truth. You hate our Father. Because if I'm giving you the spiritual understanding, I'm in the spirit, there in the flesh, reading words that the oppressors took the book and put things in English. You won't look them up. You don't believe a woman ought to teach when it totally contradicts all scripture. Huh. But hey, backbiters, haters of our Father, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents, without understanding. They're covenant breakers, because the new covenant is Yahushua, but they want to take you back to the sacrifices, the feast, and all those things of the Torah. They don't take you spiritual. They're of the flesh. They're covenant breakers. And they got you being one too. I pray you understand. It says, without natural affection. The natural affection that you're supposed to have is brotherly love towards your brother, and they give you separate. Put your foot on that woman's neck. Woman, submit. There's a house divided cannot stand. Told you that. Hey, let's go there. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of our Father, the ones that do this, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it. They like it when you do it. Family. Why do you think Yahushua said they won't move one of these burdens that they're putting on the people? They ain't going to move not one with one of their fingers. They're not going to move it, which means whatever they give you, even though I can come with the spiritual understanding and give you the truth, they're not going to tell you, you know I was wrong, this is what that means. No, because just like it tells us in verse 32, who knowing the judgment of our Father, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They got you doing unrighteous things, not according to our Father. Many have loved the lies of the men, and in the end times they're going to come into Jeremiah 16:19. They're going to say, we've inherited lies from our Father. You know, it'll come from the four corners of the earth. There's no truth. It's vanity. It's fornication. These worshiping, the Father said, do away with the feast days. We say we still got to do them because we're listening to those of the flesh, those of the serpents, the thief that came in, the ones that crept in unawares. The parable, we tell you that. Yahushua let you know the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. Then he lets you know when he reveals to you in time who that whorish woman is by the prophets. Everything that is in Revelation goes back to the prophets, goes back to the works. In the very beginning, Yahuwah let you know the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. When you get to Revelations, it reveals to you these two assemblies are approved. They are teaching serpency because they who lead thee are causing them to err. family, I pray you understand, Herod, this king, there's kings talked about in Revelation. I pray you understand that even after we came out of those captivities, before 70 AD, we still had power, political power set up. We still had a king. It was of Israel, but not of Israel. It was of serpent seed. And even those who were sitting in Moses' seat were not of the fathers. They were not of Abraham's seed. They will never tell you that there's two lineages outside of the Hebrew lineage. There's the serpent seed, and there's the mankind, the Goyim, on day six. The spiritual understanding that Yahushua is that new covenant is omitted out of their language to you. They tell you water baptism. Yahushua says the spirit and the fire, the complete renewing of the mind, body, and spirit. They tell you if to keep a day that Yahushua say, I did away with that. I'm that one-time Passover, and it's done. It's completed. He told you he came to fulfill the prophets. Everything in Revelation is what the prophets were speaking of, and that's dealing with Israel not as a virtuous woman in an unrighteous state. They make you flee. The Father says, wait on me. They tell you you got to do this, store water, create a little civilization, all meet here. The Father said, No, wait on me. They would never tell you that this Herod was a serpent seed, because they who taught you, who many people listen to because they are men, and they teach you only men can teach of Israel. But see, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 tell you they claiming to be of Yehuda, but they're not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. I'll leave it there. I'm not speaking for every man out there speaking, but I'm saying, these are not my words. You read it in the book, and you understand who was leading the people. Men were leading the people in the book of Kings. Understand that. Don't let your heart get hardened because I tell you the truth. When I speak of the serpent seed, Yahushua only approved those two assemblies, Smyrna and Philadelphia, who spoke of that. Don't harden your heart to the truth. Understand what's going on right now, because there are a generation of them. If they're not going to, if you give them correction, rebuke them, and they come right and tell you, you're right about that, and tell their people, this is right. They don't have to give me no credit, but say, this is right. Give them the truth. Then they are not of serpent seed. But if they refuse to remove one of them burdens they're putting on you, and they're giving you all the flesh, and they're in the law-giving seat, because they always go back to the law, old covenant. When you go to old covenant, you're saying forget the new covenant, which is Yahushua, and what he has done for us. So, family, I'm going to leave it off at that. I just want to share that with you, and I pray everyone got good understanding about Herod. This is important for you to know. Now, what you choose to do with that, when you start reading Revelations and start figuring, I'm breaking a lot of strongholds down is what I'm doing. Because I know some people, they love the Father so much, they want to make sure they're not in error. So I'm giving you all the proper understandings. Left, right, I'm going all through the book. I'm going to the apocryphers. I'm going to the books they took out and removed. Just know this. We didn't discontinue from our heritage till 70 A.D. When it goes into Revelation and it talks about the beast that was and wasn't, but now is, still is, you better understand that everything stopped in 70 A.D. But as in that last kingdom, the iron kingdom, the Roman kingdom, Esau's kingdom, white man's kingdom of iron, there's also that miry clay. But Yahushua, he's going to destroy those two, the toes, and they don't get along together, but they're serving the same Father, and it's not our Father. But they're misleading the people. Remember, Satan deceived the whole world if it wasn't for their time being cut short, because they're clever in what they do. Because they open the book, and if you're reading the English words, yes, that's what it says, but are you operating out the spirit or are you operating out the flesh? Some people don't know how to distinguish the two. The spirit gives you utterance, it gives you understanding, it reveals, it leads, it guides, it protects family, because no flesh and blood is going to enter into that kingdom. Now, that's all I got to say. The lesson is over. We got about 7 minutes and 44 seconds left. If anyone would like to raise their hand, add two. I'll go ahead and leave, you know, the mic open for a minute or two if I get some questions. But that's all I wanted to share with you. And I know when the Father woke me up saying Herod, it was for a reason. Now, he woke me up recently with some other stuff. I'll be sharing that as well. But, hey, let me just say this. If you feel that you've been blessed by the truth of the word here, I ask all family members who have not given a love offering to go ahead and do so, okay? Make it a point, because the Father commands you to, believe it or not. And I'm going to have to go through that one time. You know, I didn't think I had to do that, because many of us came out of Christianity. We knew what the word said. We get now knowing we Hebrews. It seems like our mind go wacky. We start separating the people. We start keeping things that we weren't keeping. We forget about the spiritual and take it all flesh. And now we think we got it all. We think we all instantly make it into that kingdom. And so many of us are so unrighteous because the Father did command our people to, even the people who labor in the word, double honor to the teachers. But the ones who the Father sent, no honor for many is given. No honor, no respect, nothing. So, family, you know, putting on me, and I probably will have a lesson because some of y'all need to hear. If you feel like you've been blessed by the truth of the word and you want to keep the truth coming and you want to obey our Father, not man, but our Father, then go ahead and give a love offering, okay? Hey, keeping the Father's word, nobody's hand is up, so I'm going to assume that everybody got the understanding. I pray that everyone has the understanding. But anyhow, family, hey, have a beautiful weekend and have a wonderful Shabbat Shalom. All right, family, here we go. Good. Shalom, I'm going to put on a song.
But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
All right, I see a hand. hand up, family. I see a hand up. I'll go ahead and open that mic. We only have about 2 minutes left. Let me go ahead and open that mic up. All right. Let's see. Waiting for it to open. Shabbat Shalom, Erica 410.
Hey, Sister Georgia, it's Roddy. How you been? Shalom.
Hey,
shalom.
How you doing, brother? Shalom.
All right,
how's it going?
Doing? Yeah, I ain't talked to you
I'm
in a little
right. good,
quite a while.
Now, this is it's Riley?
Ronnie.
Well, okay.
Ronnie.
How you doing, brother Ronnie?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to you in quite a while. Been a little
busy. Oh, okay,
busy.
Brother.
You know
what's going on?
I've been keeping up with your lessons and stuff, you know.
Okay.
And I just called you to let you know tonight you did a fantastic job, which you
do
good
thank
anyway.
You, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
I try. I just, whatever the Father give me, I'm going to give you. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, like I said, I've been listening for quite a while. I know you know how to put it out there.
Well, hey, I thank you. And that tells me I'm doing it right. Thank you, my brother.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You.
You know, I had some other business I wanted to talk to you about, which you talked about earlier. You have my phone number on here?
I'm getting ready to take it right now. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to copy it down right now.
All right.
Hold up. And I'm going to tell you when I got it.
Okay.
Hold up. Oop. Oh, I got to get up and get a pin here. Okay, let me get it. Let me write it down. And I'll give you a call after the lesson here. It should be over in
right.
a couple seconds. Let me just write this down. Okay. And I'll tell you when I'm complete. Three. Okay, let me make sure I got it right. Okay. We have 60 seconds left. So I do have your number, brother, and I'll give you a call right after we conclude. Did you want to say anything online before we wrap up?
No, I just said what I had to say. I just let you know that you're, you know, I've been telling people about you also. I've been trying to get the word out, you know.
Thank you. I ask everybody to Facebook and Twitter our lessons because, really, it's hard for our lessons to get out. And most people understand that they have blocked me out of YouTube and was locked out of Yahoo. They took all my notes down. They had an encrypted message saying George is getting progressively louder, and they start doing all these things when, like, I was reading my lesson today. Oh, my goodness, my page, I get virus attacks while I'm doing the lessons. And but to tell you the truth, brother, we're still reaching people because I have a few people that have been reached on Facebook. They leave me messages. I just don't happen to go to my Facebook. I just use it for posting my lessons. But we are reaching people. So I'm glad. If you can help get the word out, please do. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, definitely do that every chance I get. If somebody will listen to me.
I know it's hard.
That's the problem.
Hey.
Like the scripture said, we're stiff-necked people.
Well, prayfully, our people will humble themselves and hear the Father's word when it's spoken and believe in the truth. Not bad, but the truth. If this is what the Father says, we got to let the rest go. So, hey, brother, we're going to wrap up the show right now, and I'll give you a call in a couple seconds. Hey, family, hey, stand in the Father's word. Have a blessed Shabbat, and until we meet again, shalom.
Shalom, family.